would you call it a rock fence or a rock wall or a rock fence?
Or something, you know, like a car.
Okay.
We always dealing with bricks.
But they could be built with rocks, I guess. Could we keep that shadow on though?
Shut this down. And now when you let her, she talk to you, now you get to
talk. Sure, I'm getting it's getting you too. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top? It might be about that big and about that big around. It's got a handle on it, and you carry water or milk in it and carry it along.
Uh-huh.
It's, well, they used to be made out of wood. Now
they're
made out of
pail.
Is that what you call it?
That's what they are, pail.
Okay, well, what you say is, see, I have to get you to say the word.
What, now you say carry water in.
Yeah,
got a handle on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, would you call it a pail?
A bucket.
Well, now, would there be
wooden pail?
It'd be a wooden pail.
With a handle on it.
And if it was made out of metal, what would you call it?
I would call it, it'll be a metal, you know, like these tin buckets there.
Uh huh.
We can call them a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Sure. Call that alder.
It ain't a alder. A spigot.
A spigot? Okay. And what about the same thing? Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
It should be a speaking still.
Okay. Well, now, when would you use the word hydrant?
Well, that's a hard thing. Well, I imagine that's going to change different words and just call it from a
funny. So you call it either one?
That's my thought. That's my, that's the way I think.
Okay.
One for correct, you know, and one for just.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home? You know, what?
Grocery bags.
Yeah, okay, fine. Now, what's a different kind of bag? Not one that's made out of paper, but one that's made out of loosely woven cloth. And it's 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these. Great big one.
It'd be a shopping bag.
Well, now, not a shopping bag,
paper bag,
but something that the chicken feet or potatoes might come in. Loosely.
Well, I'll call it a bag. If it's a cloth bag, I just call it a bag.
Okay. Well, now, would you ever use a particular word with that bag to mean a particular kind of bag, like a croaker bag or a gunny bag or something
sack.
Like that?
A
sack. Okay.
A sack of chicken feet.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it? What would you call it?
A harmonica. You would say a harp and a harmonica.
Well, now, what would you usually say?
What would I use for?
What would you usually say instead of harmonica?
You could say a harp.
Okay, and that would still be the same. It would be the same thing.
Okay. I think it's the same thing.
Okay. Now, what about a musical instrument that's made with a piece of metal shaped like that? You put it up against your teeth, get it like that.